Couple things before we begin this morning. Many of you aren't used to me seeing me in a robe, and for those of you that are visiting, I normally don't wear a robe, but I do this in honor of our confirmands this morning. And so we have four young men who give their life to Jesus Christ today and give their life to the church and this church as well. And so we want to honor them today and give them the, you know, just say thanks for being here today. And long process of confirmation, and they were gone on the 8th when we confirmed the 11 other youth to some small camp. What was it? Football camp. That's what it was, wasn't it? But anyway, we're glad that they're here today. And simply, a stole is a symbol of meaning that I have been ordained in the United Methodist Church and the church in the secession of the apostles. And so that's what, it's just a symbol saying that, I don't know, I suppose it's kind of like a doctor's jacket, you know, those white jackets that they wear, I don't know. But anyway, I would like to believe it's a little deeper than that. So anyway, in that regard. Second thing is, Larry mentioned a very important thing in regards to these floods that we're having. Not we, but we as in those of us who are in the body of Christ and in the state of Missouri, those of us in the Midwest, Iowa and Missouri and Illinois are having just a terrible time with all this flooding. And I would like us as a church to think and pray on how we can help out in that regard. So I really sincerely want you to consider thinking about and praying about how this church can help those folks out coming down through the Mississippi, Cedar Rapids, and, you know, the Mississippi River area. So please keep these things in your thoughts and your prayers, and let's go one more step. Let us step it up to actually doing something. And call the office or talk to me when you think of something, because I really would like to help out in some way, and we can feed into the larger United Methodist Church as well in helping them out as well. So, all right, today, our scripture today is taken from Daniel. You'd get your pew Bibles out or the Bible that you brought and turn to the book of Daniel. It's right after Ezekiel in the Old Testament and right before Hosea in the Old Testament, a minor prophets. So I invite you to get your Bible out and turn to Daniel chapter 6. Daniel chapter 6. We'll be starting at verse 11 in chapter 6. Once you find that, I invite you to close your Bible on your finger, and if you're able, would you please stand at this time? Hold your Bible high above your head, and let's say this like we mean it this morning.